Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Yeah, you just shut down. Like you're so funny all the time. Then like you're like, pull my finger.
the best I can come
best
up
you
with.
Can do.
Welcome to the Fish Nerds. It's a celebration of fish, fishing, and eating fish. That's always interesting, usually funny, and mostly true. I'm Joshua Jarvis of the North American Native Fish Association, and here are the nerds. Inconceivable!
I'm Clay, and I'm Lindsay.
I'm Lindsay, MaineTunaFishing.com.
Captain Sean, MaineTunaFishing.com.
Yeah, and you guys, we're on top of a mountain, and which I think is really funny because we do an audio show. So no one could see.
I walked the whole way.
And we should say it's like 10 degrees out. Windy, so you hear wind blowing around. Captain Sean's wearing shorts and flip-flops. I offered him my pants. He said no.
Keep your pants on, Clay.
Yeah. Please.
But we're on Cathedral Ledge. We're hanging out here with Damon Steer from the Conway Sun. Damon's been fishing with us. Never caught a fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he needs
I
to go with me.
I have my life. It's just...
Yeah, we should change that. Yeah.
You need to go
come
with
out
me.
On the boat.
Take him on the boat this summer. You know, it'll be great. But we're overlooking Echo Lake, which is beautiful.
It is pretty.
It is cold up here.
So there's much water in the lake, huh?
And the reason that Captain Sean and Lindsay came up today is we're doing this joint venture trying to raise money for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And so we're going to go pink for the entire month of October on the Fish Nerds page and try to get everyone to put some money in the pot and get some real money together to help fund what the National Breast Cancer Foundation does. And I know one of the things they do is they pay for mammograms. It's about $100 per mammogram. So every time we get to $100, that could be one more person that gets found, gets her cancer discovered early enough to get a cure and get healthy. But just tell us your story.
We started Fish Nerds and we just kind of started off with a friendship and involved both businesses together, you know, helping to promote each other.
Flooded into a blooming bromance?
It's not a bromance. It's only a bromance if his breath smells like mackerel.
We've only kissed once.
Only once. We're here today because we're going to work together to promote breast cancer awareness for October. And as soon as you stick a mic in my face, I can't say a damn thing.
And so you're a tuna guide out of Saco?
I am a fishing guide out of Saco. We do specialize in big game fish. We fish bluefin tuna, primarily only giant bluefin tuna, sharks, cod, haddock, striped bass. We even took Clay's kids fishing once, and they actually lived through the experience.
Nice. And so just tell us how big the biggest tuna you got.
980, 920 inches.
Wow. And so whereabouts do you go?
Where are the fish
in the ocean, you just like you launch out of Saco and go 20 miles out from
it depends on how far the fish are, you know. My boat personally, we don't go much more than 50 miles offshore.
Yeah.
I run other boats for other clients, bigger boats. We run George's Bank as far as 200 miles, you know, from where we launch the boat, you know. Roughly 100 miles offshore is about as far as we go.
And do you live in Saco?
I do. Well, no, I live in Kennebunk.
Kennebunk. And I think Clay indicated that you grew up locally?
Actually, I was born in Bridgeton.
Born in Bridgeton, okay.
My family is all around the Conway area. My uncle's a painter in town.
I was wondering.
My grandfather was a painter in town. I grew up running around Hurricane Mountain Road. Grandparents had a house on Hurricane Mountain Road.
Well, who are your grandparents?
They're passed now, but Clarence and Rita Tibbetts.
Right. Yeah, I just want to you know, have the local connection, so they're like, oh, I know that family or whatever.
Yep.
And you said your uncles are still around?
My uncle Ricky Tibbet still paints in town. Everybody else is pretty much spread around. But, yeah, the whole Tibbetts clan is from this area.
Oh, okay. And then, so why breast cancer? Like,
Lindsay is my first mate, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago? 2 years ago.
Three years ago.
We were actually fishing a tournament when we found out, and we've pretty much been...
You brought a doctor fishing?
Yeah, that was it.
You got a call or something, right? Or
No, we were booked for a tournament. I think we found out the day before or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we had the veterans tournament.
Yeah, we were at the veterans tournament. Spring Point.
Lindsay, do you want to be a part of this story?
Sure.
and Lindsay, how do I spell your name?
Lindsay.
And your last name?
Withers. Withers.
And where are you from?
I'm from Rehoboth, Massachusetts.
Okay, and obviously you're his first mate?
Yes, first mate, right.
And so, what was it like to be diagnosed? Was it scary? Or?
Well, I was 27,
yeah.
And I'm a paramedic by trade, so there was nothing wrong with me. It was, you know, I'm stubborn. It was scary, and it sucked, to be honest. But positivity was key for me, you know. I had a really good support system. Sean, my family, friends, you know, co-workers, the whole nine, everybody was there for me, and they helped me get through it.
And
so,
do you have any ties to this area like Sean?
Sean is my tie to the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
So I'm 30.
At the time. So this is only 3 years ago.
Yes.
And so how did that... Are you in remission at this point? Are you?
Technically, yeah. I got lucky and I only needed surgery and, I mean, preventative meds for the next few years, but I got really lucky. So.
And so, what's your goal with hooking up with Clay here for this month to raise money? Like, maybe, can you just explain why people ought to give money to this cause?
Well, the National Breast Cancer Foundation's main goal is to help women now. Unlike a lot of other charities, you know, they'll help them, but it's further down the line after everybody else makes their penny first. National Breast Cancer Foundation, they're going to help you right now. They're going to put money into research. They're going to help women get the testing that they need to get done if they can't afford it. You know, all sorts of things. And if it wasn't for research, I wouldn't be where I am right now. You know, I do every research project I can through Dana-Farber, but it's just very near and dear to me. So, and it's great to have friends like Clay that'll help us, you know, do fundraisers to.
Very cool. Thank you so much. Thanks. I'm going to get a picture of all three of you doing whatever you do.
Doing what we do.
Don't make us sad.
No, it's actually a good story, believe it or not. As good as cancer can be, I guess. I was 27 when I was diagnosed.
Which is way young, right?
Wicked young,
Do you know what the recommended age for getting screened for breast cancer
40.
Is? 40, right. And so you,
40.
So you got it way early. If you didn't get found out at that age, you
I found
trouble.
It.
You found it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, just showering felt like a golf ball in my armpit. Not even so much a lump, per se.
Right.
And I am stubborn, so I didn't think much of it. And then I made the mistake of telling my mom. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of escalated, and I had to go get checked out.
Well, it turns out that wasn't a mistake.
It was not a mistake. Yeah.
So thank your mom, right?
Yeah, so I went right to Dana-Farber. I had a wonderful team. My surgeons were out of Brigham. I had a really good support system. I got lucky. They were able to do surgery. I didn't need chemo or radiation. But I mean, I'm lucky in the sense that I didn't have to go through what half of the poor women that do have it have to go through. And that's why I am so supportive of the National Breast Cancer Foundation, because they do such strong work in making sure that these women get the care that they need.
For the whole month of October, we're going to get together and do some fundraising, and we're trying to put together some prize packages. They're still growing.
They are growing, so, by the day.
By the day. So currently, let's kind of go over what you can win. If you go to the Fish Nerds page, and I'll be shared on the Maine Tuna Fishing page on Facebook as well, there'll be an event page there with all the information you need to get to the contest. you click through to the National Breast Cancer Foundation's website, make a donation. If you do that, your name goes in a hat, and we're going to do a drawing, several drawings throughout the month to give away prizes. So far, here's what I know we have. We have 4 effing pink hats.
Yes.
I'm wearing one. This one's not to be given away. This is mine. I love it. But we have 4 more to give away. Did you say Line Cutters is giving us some
Rings? So Vance from Line Cutters, he's going to be sending us up some pink Line Cutter swag, rings, hats, whatever it may be.
Right, and Line Cutters is that new, innovative...
Yeah, he's been around for about a year and a half.
They're blowing up, aren't they?
Got my bling on, yeah.
We're going to have Vance on later this month, I think, right?
Good, yeah. Good, yeah. He's a great guy. So he'll be sending some stuff up.
Good, and we're giving away a guided ice fishing trip.
That'll be fun.
So be with me.
You'll be the Sherpa.
I'll be the Sherpa, the one who drills the holes and turns the heat on and drives your snowmobile.
Good.
So you can get a trip with me. And anything else we're throwing in the pot right now that we know of?
We got the sweatshirts.
We got some hoodies.
Two hoodies.
Excellent.
Yep.
The Fish Nerds limited edition breast cancer. You got a picture of them somewhere.
Somewhere. They'll get out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. And then I think more people are going to throw stuff in the pile and thicken up this prize pack.
And then the most recent one is Finn's braid.
Oh, some pink line.
Yeah, so they're going to be sending up a spool of 65-pound braid as well as some decals.
Excellent.
Pink Fishing, that's one of my other organizations. They're sending in some decals and some brochures as well, so we can toss them in.
Excellent. We'll keep adding to the pile. If you donate early and win a prize early, your name goes back in the hat. You can still keep winning, so get your stuff in.
And I'm offering free mammograms.
Yes.
Oh, no, you are not.
We're going to work together on that. Yeah. So I'll try and do our part. I love that. So prizes will be added throughout the month. The other way to get a prize is the Fish Nerds don't earn much money, but we're going to give half of what we earn for the month of October through our Patreon campaign. So the money we get, the only money we ever have, we own sponsorship. We're going to give half of it to the Cancer Foundation. And if anyone makes a donation through Patreon to the Fish Nerds and wants to support our show, 100% of new donations for the month of October, every dollar goes to the National Breast Cancer Foundation for the month of October. And then after that, we get the money after. So
that'll be awesome.
It's a cheap ploy to get more people to follow through Patreon, but we need the support, but we also want to give back a little bit. And since it seems to make sense to us and we like pink, it's totally, totally good. So that's...
Let's sit to the bottom. We all like boobs.
You know what?
That's what it's all about,
true.
Really.
True, yeah.
To make the world go around.
Captain Sean, one thing I know about you is everything makes you crazy.
Crazy?
Crazy, yeah. It's sort of, fishing with you, I think the entire day you would get on a topic and just be on a rant. But when you're fishing with like greenhorns or flatlanders or people who don't know what they're doing, what's the one thing that makes you most crazy?
I especially enjoy the clients that know more about fishing than I do.
How many of them are they?
Thankfully, not a whole lot.
Can you give us an example?
For instance, bass fishing in Maine.
Mm-hmm. Talking about
striped bass fishing in Maine is 100% different than striped bass fishing on the Cape.
Why is that?
The fish feed differently. They behave differently. They're on different species of feed. Primarily, the guys down the Cape are vertical jigging deep for striped bass. We fish in 3 feet of water or less the majority of the time.
Doesn't your boat draw 3 feet?
3.5.
Yeah.
So we're primarily casting live baits or chunking in shallow water, and occasionally we'll have a client that pretty much demands we go fish in 80 feet of water and wants to know why we don't catch anything.
So he makes a demand, and then you go, okay.
They,
you go out there, they don't catch fish, and then...
And then we usually, after an hour of doing it their way and catching nothing, we go back to doing it my way and catch a few fish. And
so is your advice to people who hire a guide to trust the guide? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you are paying someone to be a professional and know how to catch fish, you might want to take their advice.
Yeah. It's getting windy out here. You might want to. Okay, good. Lindsay, so do you your own Lindsay Fishes?
Yeah, Facebook I have my own stuff, page. Right? Yep.
And what is that about?
It's just kind of where I keep everybody in the loop as to what's going on in my fishing life.
What is your fishing life?
My fishing life is I kind of just fish when I want. I travel, Florida for peacock bass and such.
Yeah, that's where I first saw you. I met you online independent of Captain Sean.
Yes.
And I saw you with peacock bass in Florida.
Yep.
And I think I liked your page way back then. Then I met Captain Sean, and then now you guys are both in front of me.
Small world.
Which is bizarre. The fishing world is small. And
it is.
You got to be careful because I'm learning. Now I'm a guide.
Yeah.
People who have talked to me before, some people aren't talking to me.
They won't even acknowledge your existence.
Because they feel like you're giving away their spots, I bet you.
I would. That's the problem. I have such a different attitude than a lot of people about fishing, and people have emailed me, Clay, where can I catch
fish? Well, and we can, Clay, we can go back to that. You and I share the same. Look, I take people on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I just bought a boat. Even worse, I've had a boat for 3 or 4 years and can't catch a fish.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem with it. Look, I'm not doing anything differently than the guy next to me is doing, just like you're not doing anything differently than that other guy's doing. It's all about showing people how to do it.
Right.
You know, so I get the client once instead of 10 times. It's still that client is a happy client who's going to tell everybody else what a great time he had and all the advice that was passed on. And hey, if he doesn't come back, good. At least I taught him how to do it right. Fish in the
in
news.
The news.
Who's reading it? You or me?
I'm gonna read it. You just jump in with your opinion.
Oh no, my opinion?
Yeah. All right. So this is from. Okay. This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Catfish fall from the sky, hits women on the street. This is a true story. This is a really true story. All right. So falling catfish weren't generally considered to be one of the hazards in local Philadelphia until now. Lisa Lowbright tells the Philadelphia Inquirer that she was walking near the city's art museum on the morning of Labor Day when she heard a rustling in the trees above her and was suddenly slammed in the face with what turned out to be a 5-pound catfish.
Oh.
By the way, 5-pound catfish?
Ugh.
That's a big catfish.
That's a
that
nice
hurt.
For here.
For here. In the south,
Yeah, that's bait.
That's bait. That's true. But 5-pound catfish. Witnesses saw a bird, possibly a hawk or an eagle, flying away. The bird had apparently dropped the foot-long fish, which fell more than 50 feet through the tree branches before hitting Lowbury, who was left with a cut on her face.
From a catfish.
From a catfish.
Well, she must have had soft skin.
Yeah, they have a sharp face.
She's feminine. Her name's Lowbury.
Have you guys been to Philadelphia?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm picturing her running up the steps of the art museum with a rock. And then catfish the face.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's a quote. I think it might have been head, face, neck because I smelled so bad afterwards. I smelled disgusting. Lowbury tells CBS Philly. So it smelled bad.
Speaking of smelling disgusting, pull my finger, Clay. Thank you.
So it must have been dead up there for a while.
It must have been dead for a while. I'm so it probably wasn't caught fresh by plus catfish not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not really a comment.
Now, I'm not reading the rest of the story because who cares? But so there's a lot of theory with catfish. Have you heard this? New England's very popular with this. Like, people suggest how catfish got from the lake to the lake in New Hampshire and in Maine. Have you heard the stories?
Yes.
What have you heard?
Fish picked it, or a bird picked it up and dropped it.
Yeah, well, what they're saying is they stick to ducks' feet. The eggs stick to ducks' feet and they fly around the state. Completely false. There's been all kinds of scientific studies done where it just doesn't work.
Science.
They've actually taken real duck feet and bird feet and put them in gel masses of catfish, and they've measured how many eggs stick to feet.
Did they give them to Hugo to eat afterwards?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, fish row.
Waste not, want not, friends.
So, anyway, it never happened. But I can imagine them being dropped by birds, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our first fish in the news.
I would go more with the flood. You know, big flood.
catfish left in pond.
I would say that's easier.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. And plus catfish.
I have a little brain, so.
On a rainy day, catfish can live out of water for a pretty long time and find a way around. All right, from the, this is from Asia, from the Asahi Shimbun.
Say that again?
He said Shimbun.
Shimbun. You said bum.
I did. So this is a fisherman battling cancer. So we're doing a cancer story.
Because it's
that time of year.
It's fitting, yeah.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
I use my
Google
machine.
Google.
I Google it. A fisherman battling cancer has gained a new zest for life through his friendship with a stray beluga whale. Now, you spend a lot of time at sea, Sean.
Yeah, I don't have friends.
I want a beluga.
No. They're not real friendly at 2 in the morning when they're rubbing their back on the keel. The whole boat's rocking and you're trying to figure out why
we're... A beluga whale?
I don't even know. It's not, probably not a beluga, but it's a whale.
Have you seen Finding Dory?
No.
No, a beluga whale is a whale that that helps find the fish and goes...
I learned how to speak whale when I went to Disney last time.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a perfect place to learn it.
Yeah, it's great.
So in return, this has prompted him to seek a coordinated effort here to guarantee a safe habitat for the animal. When Yoshi Ishigaki set sail on a recent ferry, it's just his name.
It's him.
I lived in Japan. You want me to read it?
Please.
No.
How would I say that? Because I've never been anywhere.
I don't know. I don't have the paper in front of me. Yeah. You got it.
Anyway, he saw a white silhouette of a beluga approaching his ship at full speed. The man will swim under the ship to pop its head out of the water at the other side. When I'm working, the beluga always comes for me to play, and he's a scallop farmer.
The scallop farmer?
He's not really a fisherman, is he?
Well,
they
call them all fishermen, don't they?
Yeah, call them.
It's a shellfish.
Now, you know a lot about sea life.
Okay.
Do you think the beluga really was his friend and making that kind of connection at that level? Or do you think there's something else attracting the beluga to hang out with?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Them whales are pretty smart.
They're mammals. I mean, they are smart.
That's true. So when I'm working, the beluga always comes to play. Beluga or white whale inhabits the ocean of the Arctic in herds. But the one at Lake Notoro, a young female, apparently strayed into the lake.
Did you say lake?
It says lake. That's what I'm writing here. Apparently strayed into the lake after being separated from her group and became friends. Lake Notoro is a saltwater lake connected to the Sea of Okhotsk.
Okhotsk?
Thank you. Farther north. Experts say it's extremely rare for a wild beluga to become attached to people. So beluga is listed near threatened, blah, blah, blah. And young, so that's it. That's the whole story.
Okay.
He made friends with it, and he's using it. I don't see the cancer connection here at all.
No.
I kind of missed that.
I did, too. Anyway.
Still a cool story.
Wasn't as funny as I thought.
You're nice to hang out with a beluga.
I'm just hang out with my pet whale.
Hello. back to our project, raising money for the National Cancer Foundation. How much money do you think we can raise through this month? What do you think our goal should be?
I got a dime.
I got about 12 cents. 10
too, so cents.
We're at 22 cents.
10 cents.
That
well,
time of year.
I mean, I think a reasonable goal would be, you know, $1,000.
$2,500.
How much?
$2,500.
Yeah.
25. Okay. I put 1,000 as the goal.
I think both of those are good ballparks. Yeah. We have enough of a fan base and, you know, friends in
We hit $1,000. I'll throw in.
Industry.
I'll throw in two sweatshirts, boat sweatshirts.
That's a good deal.
Hit $1,000, I'll throw in two both sweatshirts. We hit $2,500, I'll throw in a jacket.
Ooh.
Whoa. Ooh. We're talking big time now.
One of those.
Stormer.
I've heard nothing but good about Stormer jackets.
$2,500. We hit $2,500, everybody gets entered to win a Stormer jacket.
Perfect. And so that's, go to the Fish Nerds Facebook page, click on the events link, and you can find all the information right there. I think maintunafishing.com will also have it up on their page as well. So, this is where you guys have to read a little bit with me.
Read?
Yeah, we're going to close this out.
Sean doesn't read.
So, are we to read to you? And then you
can you read it to me?
Yeah.
I do.
So, that's it. You've listened to a few fish nerds when you could have been fishing. Lindsay, you're going to read this line right here.
We'd like to thank our families for supporting us while we podcast. Go on fishing quests and do all sorts of silly things that fish nerds do. If you would like to support fish nerds, you can go to patreon.com and search for fish nerds and help us crowdfund this podcast.
Clay says, special thanks to Lindsay and Captain Sean from maintunafishing.com. And then I'm supposed to say, Until next time, follow the code of the fish nerds. Spawn early, often, and well, give free mammograms.
That is a really good code.
It is. Spawn early and often. Four free lunches is free attached. It's from Against the Current.
What do we get, 15 minutes?
We get 19 minutes. You just shut down. You're so funny all the time, then like, you're like, hold my finger.
the best I can come up with.
You can do.